A fresh financial scandal has engulfed the Commonwealth Bank, with allegations emerging today of unethical and unscrupulous behaviour in its insurance business, CommInsure. According to a joint investigation by the ABC and Fairfax Media, the bank's insurance arm is denying legitimate heart attack claims by continuing to use an outdated definition buried in the fine print of its policy documents. Leading cardiologists say CommInsure's policy definition is years out of date and shouldn't be relied on by claims assessors to determine the severity of a heart attack. Nick Grimm reports.
18 months ago, James Kessel thought his life was over.
And they said, "You're having a serious heart attack here." They stood back and I'm thinking, I'm finished. I'm dying here. The last thing I heard him say was, "He's gone." And I heard the thing go, "Gzz," you know, and it's amazing. I still can't believe that I did hear it.
But the 46-year-old was revived, his life saved. The mechanic from Wewar in northern New South Wales becoming one of the 55,000 Australians who suffer heart attacks every year. As he lay in hospital recovering, he did at least have the comfort of knowing he was insured with a large Australian financial institution.
And I'm insured, so I'm laughing. So put a claim into CommInsure. Thinking, righto, I'm right, and they say no. And so you got one unhappy person.
James Kessel's $1.1 million life insurance claim was refused by the Commonwealth Bank. It alleged that refusal was on the grounds he did not have enough of a protein called troponin in his blood. It's a measure used by the bank to establish whether a person's heart attack is severe enough to qualify for a claim. But leading cardiologists say that's out of step with current medical practice.
You shouldn't look at their troponin levels in isolation.
President of the Cardiology Society of Australia and New Zealand, Professor Andrew McIsaac, told the investigation that it was not possible to diagnose the severity of a heart attack based on troponin levels alone.
And you also need to look at the clinical context that it occurs. That is, what's happening with the patient? What is the patient's problems? And then often we need to look at other tests as well. And the most frequent other test that's used is an ECG, which is a recording of the electrical activity of the heart.
Evidence has also emerged that CommInsure was aware James Kessel suffered a severe heart attack, but rejected his claim anyway. An internal email obtained by the joint Four Corners Fairfax investigation reveals the bank's insurance arm was warned it would not be acting in utmost good faith by refusing his claim. Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Ian Narev has acknowledged the heart attack definition may be out of date and has promised to review Mr. Kessel's case.
I'm aware that in certain different categories of our trauma policy, some of the definitions have not yet been updated to reflect recent medical advancements in the definition of heart attack. There are a number of cases, I think, that may fall into that case. If this is one of them, then that's not good enough, and we needed to help him achieve a better outcome.
And James Kessel himself is still incredulous that the severe heart attack he suffered could be considered to be anything else but that by those he paid to insure him.
Actually, when a jump start your back, you think, well, you know, that's a real heart attack, I think. And they said no, and I was just like, what the is going on, you know?
Heart attack survivor James Kessel, ending that report from AM's Nick Grimm.